It is 5:31 on Monday, October 16, 2023. I'd like to welcome you all to a regular scheduled meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. If we please stand
for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks for coming out tonight. We do have our departmental reports for tonight, and with that, we have in attendance Lieutenant John Leach from the Lucas County Sheriff's Department. John, if you step forward and tell us what's going on out there in the streets of Monclova.
Good afternoon, all. I'm Lieutenant John Leach, Lucas County Sheriff's Office, and thank you for the opportunity to address the Board of Trustees for Monclova Township, citizens, member of the Fire Department here, administration here. So I appreciate you guys, and I just want to start off in saying that lately we've had a rash of some construction site thefts going on Skid Road. We also had a trailer was gone through over off of Starboard. It's happening at this time of year, so we have construction starts going down a little bit, and then the thefts start hitting, the sites, and people are storing equipment for long term. So we have detectives are actually working at these cases, and then we have some locked up storage too that were broken into. So we just want to make sure to let you guys know we are working it, and then we encourage anybody that has any information to contact the Lucas County Sheriff's Office on it. And for contractors there, please, you know, secure your stuff. Make it so it's a little bit difficult for somebody just to walk in and open your stuff and walk off with your equipment.
It's tools, not lumber or
some tools that were taken at this time. They actually cut the locks off. One of the incidents, we cut the locks off and took a lot of tools from one of the storage units. So please make sure to make it a little difficult. Lock it up. You know, some of them are left unlocked. And stuff gets gone through, make it a little difficult for others. We just kicked off today National School Bus Safety Week. You'll see a bunch of officers, marked units, will be following school buses in our area, making sure that everybody's are stopping for them. We want to make sure that these students get to school and arrive safely. So if you see them out there, please stop for those buses. When a red stop sign comes out, stop for them. Be mindful that the people, other kids out there waiting for the buses, and they're getting off, and kids are unpredictable sometimes. And they like to dart out in the traffic, unfortunately. And in our jurisdiction, we had an incident where their kids got struck by a vehicle that actually ran out in the traffic. So please be mindful of the kids out there, and they're unpredictable. And when we're talking about kids, I said we start going into trick-or-treating that's going on. So we want to make sure that our kids out there, little ghosts and goblins are out there that we look out for. They're going to be out there in the streets. Please utilize the side, have your children, if you're out there taking trick-or-treating, please make sure that they use the sidewalks, utilize the sidewalk. High visibility costumes. So we can see them out there. Lights, glow sticks, things like that help others out there. So and try to travel in pet and groups of large groups of people trick-or-treating out there. So, do I have any questions for the Board of Trustees?
I don't.
No? How about any citizens out there? Anybody cares?
No, I'm just going to say, I know the crops will be coming off here shortly if they've already started, and the deer will be on the move, so just to remind residents to drive safely in the dawn and dusk hours for local deer herd. There's always a couple incidents every year.
Yeah, they're out. I actually had a meeting in Maumee today, and I was shocked to see four deers in a residential area of Maumee, and I was like, you know, it's that time of year, and I said they're out everywhere. So please be careful on the roadway. Pay attention.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Be safe, Father John. Thank you. All right. Were there any additions or corrections to our minutes from the last meeting on October 2nd?
I had none.
All right. I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And going to skip, I apologize, I should have asked her, but were there any additions or adjustments to the agenda from any of our trustees here?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. Yeah, we do have an executive session. We'll be discussing pending litigation and employee personnel matter at the end of the meeting. So,
I can move to pay the bills.
All right, if you would please.
I move to approve the bills as presented by the fiscal officer for $487,848.08.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
That does have a check that's being reissued for over $100,000, so that's a large month for us or payment for us. So, oh, it says it up there on the screen. I don't even need to repeat that.
All right.
See how nice that screen is?
All right, we did receive one piece of correspondence, an email, and then also a certified letter from a Jill Tormo of Prescott, Arizona, who was concerned that her parents live across the street, actually here, was concerned about the impact of the planned county roundabout on her parents' property. And we were CC'd on that letter as it was sent to Mike Panuski, at the county engineer's office, and Trustee Lang did respond to her as well.
Yes, I responded because I was the trustee mentioned, namelessly mentioned in the letter. So,
all right. Our fiscal officer had one action item under his report.
I move to approve the public bonds for the following officials: Gavin Pike, Barbara Lang, Trudy Vickery, Chuck Charles Herschel, and Eric Wagner.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. He also needs appropriations increased. Would you like me to do that?
Sure, please. Thank you.
Account number 228123042000000, supplies, in the amount of $15,000 needs to be increased for EMS supplies.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right. excuse me. Under old business, her legal counsel informed us in the working session that our residential TIF is down in the hands of the lawyers of the developers down in Columbus. Harold, the park improvement. Do you have waiting to hear from the Bureau Group Act? That's in your report?
Yes.
As well as the administration and fire department building updates.
Correct.
All right. And then also under old business, Eric, we have the 20A overlay, and that's been sent down to the Plan Commission?
That's correct.
And just a question, I guess, in reading your report, they put that on the December agenda. Why 2 months out?
I am assuming to do staff reports. I can ask if you're interested, but I'm assuming just what their deadlines are and to do their staff reports. And also because of holidays, they may be having their November meeting earlier than normal, and maybe that interfered with the time they do staff reports because of Thanksgiving. I'm just guessing on that.
Yeah, and the only reason I ask it is that there was the zoning request that was sent down for the Briarfield property was put on the October agenda.
Yeah.
So
I think that went a little earlier, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any other old business items?
Can I just, that wasn't Eric's report.
Oh.
That, right? You were talking about that. I'll wait till Eric's report.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Any new business items? And now we'll get into Eric's report.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big one.
A lot of bold.
Yep.
We were just talking about the zoning change from M1 to C2 on Briarfield Boulevard.
Yep.
And then there is a second M1 to C2 on Briarfield Boulevard. Does that business park have an association that controls how things look in that association?
It would be part of the Briarfield Business Park.
Yeah, can you get the description or the standards for us?
Yeah. I can get it for
It'd be great if you could email them and just email them to us.
Business.
You can put it in your report or next week, next meeting's agenda if you want to, but an email will work too. Just so we have a clear understanding of what the requirements are.
Yeah, I can ask Miller Diversified for that.
Be great.
Now, our zoning code would supersede any of those requirements or restrictions, correct?
That's correct. So basically, their association, sometimes it gets more restrictive than the zoning code. Just like in an HOA for a home,
yep.
You know, for a subdivision, they can prohibit, let's say, vinyl windows or vinyl siding where
or
I can't.
Front load garages,
yeah. It's mostly more restrictive than what our regulations are, but if there was a conflict, we would supersede that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a fairly big report, and the action item I have is to send down some text amendments to the Planning Commission for solar facilities, self-storage facilities, and short-term rentals, which is on there for your review.
Trudy was kind enough to bring in the Sunday Blade and other area entities are having short-term rental problems, right? So
yeah.
It's surely bigger than Monclova Township, and I just urge everyone to talk to the state legislature and make sure we have tools in our tool belt to regulate appropriately, because these are commercial entities in residential zoning.
That's correct. The rest of my report is information, but I just, like I mentioned, I had some rezos that have to go down to the county.
Yeah. Just a question, Eric, on your report. I know it's preliminary that you mentioned that Jim Lane Builders is 23 large acre lots.
Yep.
Would that be on septic then there?
I believe they would be on sewer.
Okay. They connect out to sewer on Waterville, Monclova?
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I could look at the conditions of approval, but I believe they're on sewer.
Okay.
With the investment we're making in the sewer, I think that's important that at least from this crossroad back, or that should be more clear for people that can't see me move to the east.
But yeah,
sewer becomes incredibly important. The reason we're doing this is to protect Swan Creek and the environment. We talked about it being a generational change. That's why we're investing all this money. So, kind of important.
My question, because I think on that 38-acre parcel, when I looked at it on areas like 10 acres. Is on the east side of, and I don't know what ditch that is.
Yeah,
the ditch.
Yeah, it might be Blystone, but I'd have to look at the map.
But you know, for them it becomes problematic. It's not impossible for them. Whatever large lots would be on the east side of the ditch. A, he's got to build a bridge, and then run a sewer underneath the ditch then as well.
Well, I wonder if they might also use the edge of their yard where it meets the bike trail to run, because I know there's utilities that go down the bike trail easement, so it might be that way too.
Yeah. Okay. But we got a couple of amendments. Is there any questions on the resolutions that Eric has presented us tonight for either solar facilities, self-storage, or short-term rentals?
I do have a question. He's talking earlier, like, where did you obtain this information from for these resolutions?
Well, first, it was Dawn and I working together, developed the basics of each of these resolutions, and then we sent it over to Glenn Grisdale, who's a consultant, and he kind of...
Now, he's a consultant with who?
Reveille.
Okay.
Reveille Planning. And so he consults over the state for these kind of things, and so he added some additional language, and then when that came back, now I'm sending it to you.
Okay, so were they the ones that did the land use plan?
Yes.
I thought I remembered the name for
they
that.
Are.
So we actually, you and Don worked on this, then you sent it over to, is it called Reveille?
Reveille, just like the marine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reveille, and then they're the experts on this?
This is what all that they do is they do zoning codes, land use plans, consulting for all sorts of this kind of stuff, yeah.
Okay, so it's gone through numerous hands because...
That's correct.
You know, if you sit here and you want to read 50 pages, so I just wanted to know who was the one who created these documents.
Yeah, so it was our, you know, Dawn and myself, and then Reveille added some additional language, like I said.
So you feel, I'm sure you feel very comfortable with it?
I do. It's been looked at many times. I'm very comfortable with it.
Okay, well, I'll move to approve Resolution 101-6-2023-01, providing for the initiation of an amendment regarding solar fields to the Mount Clover Township Zoning Resolution.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I move to approve Resolution 101-6-2023-02, providing for the initiation of an amendment regarding updated self-storage regulations to the Mount Clover Township Zoning Resolution.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. I move to approve Resolution 101-6-2023-03, providing for the initiation of an amendment regarding short-term rentals to the Mount Clover Township Zoning Resolution.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do have one other question, because we had some correspondence going back and forth concerning a property up on Wackerly Road. I'm assuming you've inspected it and you've been in touch with the parties that were concerned?
Yes.
Anything else can be done?
It looks a lot better. I mean, it doesn't look... It's not... great looking. It looks way, way better. The lawn's been cut. I mean, a lot of the growth has been cut down. There's still scattered areas near the house that are need to be trimmed, some bushes and stuff, but it wouldn't... If I was just looking at that, you know, as a different address, just a fresh look at something, it wouldn't be a zoning violation.
Okay.
The good neighbor letter did go out.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, two letters actually went out.
Any other questions for Eric? All right, Assistant Chief Homick, what do you got for us tonight?
For the month of September, the fire department responded to 168 incidents. The breakdown of types of calls was provided there. And I had just one action item, unfortunately. Resignation of Jacob Wilford is taking on a job a little closer to his hometown area. Resigning effective on the 18th, contingent upon returning all the township issued property and equipment.
All right. I move to accept the resignation of Jacob Wilford from the fire department effective October 18th, 2023, contingent upon his return of all township issued property and equipment.
The remainder of the report was largely...
So there, we need a second.
Second.
Okay.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. The rest of the items, mostly informational. We've done a couple of block parties. We had some... For the month of October, some fire prevention activities with Fire Prevention Week scheduled with the schools here that Captain Bachelman's been working with. Provide you any other updates needed?
One thing to note on the incident list alarm by date and time, you guys were really busy on October 12th.
We do have those days. Some days are like that.
Okay. But I'm just asking, the whole report's October 12th. The whole alarm date is October 12th for every single incident. That's why I said you guys were very busy on October. I'm sure it was a computer report problem.
Must be the date I did the report then.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know on October 12th, you had about 150 runs for one day.
Oh, yeah. Well, 168, actually.
Well, you probably were. Oh, 168 runs for one day on the 12th. So
I had to think that was a
clerical error.
That was definitely my clerical error, yes.
I thought, wow.
I can update that and send you a new list.
Does everybody want it? Sure. Just to have it for a clean sheet and a clean record, how many runs were done. Because a lot of times I try to look and see how many runs were done.
Yeah, the run total should be accurate. It must have been in the transposition from the program into a spreadsheet format.
Right. So a lot of times I like to see, okay, you guys had three runs, we had four, where the time falls, who's in the AMs, who's in the PMs, how many are EMS runs. I think there was only, what, three fire?
What we would consider the fire runs, yeah, was... Because a lot of them, they may come in as a structured fire, but it turns out to be just...
One of them like fog?
Smoke. There was, yeah. There was one to the with Waterville to the storage place on Waterville, Monclova. I think it was a resident somewhere in the Fallen Timbers area that thought they saw smoke, so they called it in.
By the time they got there, the sun was up and the fog was gone.
No, it was still a little foggy, but they couldn't obviously see anything other than that, and that's what I identified.
Yeah, so anyways, if you'd like to do an updated so we can kind of determine how many runs are being done and what time they're being done.
My apologies for missing that on the submission.
See? I like Sunday night, 4 hours, going over reports, making sure I know everything that's in the reports. Thank you.
All right. And then with the current openings that we have, where are we at with the full-time applicants, Matt?
I reached out to a couple additional people that had either expressed interest or that. We're trying to get everybody lined up now to have either the firefighter mile physical agility test or for us to hold another one here. Not this week, but next week. So then that we could start some interviews with at least a partial list of candidates that we have.
So how many applicants do we have?
We have five right now.
Okay.
Is that for full-time? Yes. What, EMS, basic, paramedic?
They would be either a firefighter one or a firefighter two and a paramedic. There is one that's finished with class and just not tested yet that had expressed interest, and I told them that we need to have the paramedic card done for the application. So there's at least four for sure. The fifth one was... if they could accomplish their testing, but they're the Fire 1 or Fire 2 paramedic positions that we posted for.
So in the paramedics, there's one possible?
There's four out of the five that have their paramedics now.
Okay.
The other one has gone through the class,
okay.
done
okay.
everything, but just has not
okay.
tested.
I missed that. I thought it was an EMS or it was a basic one, Fire 2?
Oh,
fire
the,
two.
The firefighter level 1 or firefighter level 2. We posted to accept people with a fire two is what's typically required for the professional level for full time, but the pension system will allow them to enter as a firefighter one. They just have to complete the fire two training within their first year of employment. So it was something to add to us to help broaden the pool a little bit, hopefully.
And then along the same lines, that SAFER grant that we applied that potentially for three additional firefighters, that should be here. I thought they were saying like September.
They said by the end of September, though we still haven't heard anything, which the latest round of awards came out a couple months back, but I have not seen a final list of awards yet, so we haven't been notified of a rejection letter either, so. We were under review still, they said, but they have not finalized anything yet. So,
okay.
So I see on the oops, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The AFG grant, the second round is scheduled to open sometime this fall. That has not been announced yet either, but I'm finishing all that stuff up to have us in line and just received the last quote that I needed to update for our grant writers and to get all the other information together so that we're ready to go should they announce the date.
for the crowd, ambulance update?
I met with a couple weeks ago, the week after we came back from Pierce about the ladder, I met with the Horton sales person. We went through some of the ideas that came up with for the graphics and the lettering on the vehicle. So she has that list of going back to their graphics department, and they're supposed to send us the pricing and drawings of that so that we can finalize that.
Time frame?
I haven't heard back from her since then. I followed up today with an email to her to see if she had an update and have not gotten a reply back yet. Once everything was finalized and the approval was with the final price, then she said roughly 30 days, 60 days at the most for them to have it done in the factory, get everything done.
So, of course, you know I'm going to ask you about the fire truck.
We have not gotten our first update with that either yet, so I'm hoping to see something in the movement on that one as well. And once we do, I'll be happy to forward to you as well so you guys see the progress on that.
Was there anything in the contract saying about as far as delivery time, or is there any stipulations? Because I think we passed that in March of 2022, and now, according to your report, we're looking not getting it until June or July of 2024?
May to June, he said tentatively to plan for our final inspection trip up there, and then they would work on the punch list of items, and so they anticipated 30 days or so after that for the final delivery.
So our 18 to 20 months went up to 24 to 26 months.
I can check and see. I'm not sure if, what we had in there for that, if there was anything. I know what was discussed originally was, yeah, it was only supposed to be about a year in wait in line, and it turned more into the 18 months in line. So the 6 to 8 months roughly on the build process are about 8 months. I mean, that's still what it actually takes to build them. It was just getting our turn in the build line for that. So
the only reason I'm bringing that up because equipment seemed to be so hard to be getting. Our truck got canceled, I don't know how many times. I just think, again, Trudy stating again for this board, we need to be more proactive on the new vehicles that are in the budget and acting sooner than later. So as far as maintenance, as far as fire department, it's just
we did briefly talk while we were up there about what our next vehicle would be the replacement of the engine, which is the 2007 engine. So there's some more pending apparatus vehicle engine changes that are coming out to the which are looking to slow down the process because the major engine manufacturers have to redesign their factories and that to produce the new engines. So there could be some slight delays for that. So yeah, as soon as we can, we're going to start working on, you know, coming up with the design and things, and we can try to see how we can help speed that process up. But
do we want to look at any demos down at OTA, Barbara?
I'll take your picture and
okay.
But yeah, based on governmental changes again with the emissions and different things, they're anticipating that a lot of the engine manufacturers will produce engines up to a certain point and then stop. And I think it's for 2025 that the new engines have to be designed and rolling out. So that gives them time to redesign their structure in the factory lines so that they could build the new engines.
And who knows with the auto and truck industry right at this moment what's going to happen. So I just want to be proactive with the maintenance department. I think, and I'm speaking for me, I don't know about the whole board, but be more proactive on the budget items to get them into the budget, moving sooner than later, snow plow, other stuff that's going on, keep it moving right along so we're not getting delayed on this year, 2 years, 3 years, and we're getting canceled and then we don't have the proper equipment for maintenance or for the fire department. We need to stay on top of that. Thank you.
Just, I guess, a couple questions for Captain Bachelman. And in your report there that's included in Mass, you got a couple of properties that you got some violations in red. Would you consider are those ongoing situations with those two businesses? And consider those, would they be called critical or
Yeah, the way the right is there is just to make it a little bit more eye-catching that there was violations of those properties. There's one property that I'm dealing with right now. It's been a couple months here that I've been continually on with them. But I would say it's more of a critical thing that's going on there that they need to fix. But it's just staying on top of them and making sure that they're, you know, trying to catch up. But for the most part, all of our properties and all the businesses are usually really good. What I've really noticed over the last year and a half here is they went from being a little bit less apt to getting things done to a little bit more apt now that we've gained more consistency with the inspections and that. So they always expect my being there within 7 to 10 days usually after the first violations.
Thank you.
I have one other question. First of all, I'd like to thank the full-time fire department guys and girls and the part-time for stepping up. I see we've got quite a few of them having to cover numerous shifts that we're short on. So thank you so much for the guys giving up some of their free days and that to come on in. And just have you been able to cover any shifts, Matt?
Certain times, adding in some extra times, as well as Captain Bachman covering some of the times as well as we can.
Try to help so we can keep this process moving along, and the overtime, I understand. We've got to have the guys there, so I do appreciate the full-time and the part-time people stepping up to help cover different shifts that are not being covered properly. So I thank you again, Scott, Matt. Full-time fire guys, part-time fire guys, as far as stepping up to help us out.
I'll be sure to pass that on.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Holland.
Good evening. My whole report's pretty much informational. Do you guys have any questions on any of this? If you've read it. I know we talked about trees. I have two more quotes for trees, or one extra quote. I'm waiting on two more to follow up with that conversation. I have it if you want to see it. That's all I got for trees and our trucks. That 550 that we ordered, Harold signed the paperwork on that, and that's at Kaleida as we speak. So as soon as the hydraulics come in, those go on, the bed gets put on, and we get it back. Other than that, I have nothing really crazy to report. Except for pickleball, of course. I can't leave out pickleball. Is everybody happy with the concrete pads that you've talked to?
I haven't heard. So
you're a pickleball liaison. You should know this.
I've played indoors the last 2 weeks.
Oh, so. My God.
I was just going to ask that question. Are the pickleball courts open if weather's permitting year-round?
Well,
or do we take down... I don't know. I don't play. Do we take down the nets at a certain time? Are they left up all winter? If the sun is out shining and it's 50 degrees in December, do they go out and play, Chuck?
People were playing yesterday.
So it was a nice day yesterday. Nicer.
Saturday, not so much.
No. Yeah, that was sad.
But I don't know. I don't know what the manufacturer recommends on the wind guards.
I would like to pull the wind guards down as soon as it starts getting colder because I don't think we want ice freezing on them and then tearing them and then...
That's what I was wondering. Is there going to be a deadline that we say that... The pickleball courts are closed until spring?
When soccer nets come down, we take everything down, and then we preserve it so we can use it again next year.
When would soccer nets come down? Approximately.
Probably another month, the end of October, beginning of November.
Okay.
Because we're still playing.
We've never closed the tennis courts.
I know, that's what I was wondering.
The courts will be open, just the wind guards are... Yeah, that's all.
So wind screens and the soccer nets is all...
Yeah, so the nets in the pickleball courts will still be there. So, like Chuck said, if it's a nice day, Christmas Eve, people can come and play pickleball with us.
So just the windscreens are coming down.
Play golf the day after Christmas 1 year, fall and timbers.
Okay. Harold, and I see on the report here trying to make headway on our cemetery updates. For records.
So, Harold and I talked about Excel. There's a program he's got that started in around 2005-ish, and we looked at transferring stuff over into that Excel spreadsheet, and that fits part of what we need. It doesn't fit the whole picture. So we looked at Google. It says Google Notes on there. So it should be Google Sheets, which allows... It works the same idea as an Excel program. However, then you can the stuff that we have scanned and stuff that we will continue to scan can then be uploaded all into one program, one area, right? So essentially, and I'm not a tech guy, but from what I've understand or what I understand of it is, it gives us a place to have our deeds. It gives us a place to have scanned pictures from way back when, right? All in one spot. So if we go out to a cemetery to sell a grave or to locate something, we can take our tablet and we can look at everything there versus taking books out versus, oh, let me print this piece of paper off to Excel and take it out. I don't think that's not where our research is going to stop. That's just the direction that we're kind of, I would say, leaning to at this point. Do we have an answer yet? No, we don't.
I like the idea of the iPad, though, just like when you guys do sewer lines and you don't have to go back to the office, look up something. So if there's something that could be a cemetery iPad and you could take out and say, hey, this grave here is, you know, available, this one here is available. I want to bring it up to this board one more time because, Barbara, congratulations on acquiring a little spot out at Keener with me.
Oh, my God. Now you put it that way.
Maybe neighbors.
No, she's in Section 9. I'm in Section 7. She's
not
going to
return the sucker.
But I was just saying, after history is, I love history. I love going to the cemetery. I spent 3 hours out there. I'm going to reiterate, if somebody is listening to this or you haven't done it and you're in the office, the best gift you can give to your family is to have some sort of pre-planning done. So in case something unexpectedly happens, you've at least got a partial plan in place. But there are numerous grave sites out there that you don't even know there is a casket down there. And I want to just put it out to this board, not this minute, but it'd be nice, if nothing else, just to put a brass marker with somebody's name on it. So you know that if you go out there, it's like, it looks like there's a lot of spots. But really and truly, if somebody didn't have the money or the family moved out of the area, there are certain cemeteries that has no markers at all. No indication, no markers, no deaths, no names. So it might be nice. I don't know if we can reach out for a grant maybe through the cemetery grants or something, Harold, or... that we could maybe get a grant to say, you know, for $200 we put a marker on somebody's grave that's been there and there's no indication who this person even is, their name or anything. So maybe we could look into grants or try to find a little bit of money. If there's 50 out there that has no markers, it might be really nice.
The Ohio Historical Society might provide or something. Or I know in some older Civil War cemeteries, they have like a little 6x6 grant block with just a number on it. And it's, you know, the number is designated at 1, 2, 3 is, you know.
Right. So even something, I'm not asking for anything or mention anything like, you know, $1,000, $2,000. Just something, a little memorial, a little stone, something saying, you know, Frank so-and-so, 1936 to 1975, in the grave area. I think it would be nice. The townships were originally established for cemetery purposes, and I think it's really important that the township does something like that. Now, kudos to the Swan Creek, because from what I understand, Swan Creek is very well laid out, but they've all been over there for hundreds of years also. So
that's where I'm trying to get dug. I'm trying to get there.
You got a building.
Got to come up with a plan.
We left this meeting. Were you finished, Judy?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if the historical grant, Ohio historical grant, if there's something that could be done, it would be nice to indicate that somebody was buried in this certain lot with at least a name on it and date who they are.
We will look into that.
Thank you.
And we left this meeting with an organization that was going to maybe help us do this, get this organized. They helped us before. Did we hear back from them, or do we need to find somebody who can...
I need to follow up again, see where they are with it.
Okay. If not... contract help, just to bring things up to speed and up to date.
Right.
I would like this board to consider if usually what is free doesn't happen real quick. We've seen that on this board. So I'm just saying, if it's something that we could do contracted help and contract somebody for a couple of weeks or whatever, just to update the
40 hours worth of week or 40 hours worth of work to upload
the new documents from 2021 up.
Yeah. Can you get a proposal from somebody you may know?
Yeah, I can.
I, I think we should have that in our tools, right?
Yes.
So we know I could work from January 15th to January 30th, and I could do 40 hours worth of work, and it would cost you this much. And
mm-hmm.
I'm capable of running Google Docs or Google
or even
sheets.
Into the Excel program before we set up the Google Docs. There might be a way you could do
Excel.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
they need
into
each
Google.
Other. Google and Excel, I don't think like each
don't
other
they like
too
each
much.
Other?
No.
Oh, shame on them.
But
if
I'm
nothing else, we need to get those documents scanned in so we know where we're standing as far as stuff like that goes. So the cemetery is dear to my heart.
We did add, we had a cremation 2 weeks ago, and that was kind of an out-of-state thing. It was a weird deal. They didn't have anything set up, so we went and got some chairs and set up a table, and the family loved it. So after the response I got back from that, we then maintenance refinished those chairs. Now we have 6 chairs and a table, and Kathleen got us a tablecloth. So if someone comes in for a cremation, we have something we can set up for them so they're not sitting on.
So the service is being held in our
So like if it's a
cemetery.
graveside cremation service, we have something that...
Well, we're not burning bodies, so you're bringing a cremated urn.
Yes, yes. This is not some crazy thing. Come on now. Yeah. So we have a table.
So instead of lowering a casket, you have this table.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was kind of new to us, and it's been received well.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Charging that.
All right.
I was joking.
Thank you. Harold, we got a couple of one action item and a couple of informational items.
Yes, I do. The only action item I have, we received a petition to establish a street lighting district for Stony Creek Lot 4, lots 86 through 132.
I move to accept the petition to establish a street lighting district for Stony Creek, Plat 4, lots 86 through 132, and set a public hearing for 5:30 on November 6, 2023. I further move to provide notice by publication at least 2 weeks prior to the day set for the hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Victory on the motion. Victory.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
The rest is information. I would be happy to answer any questions that we may have about any of this information.
Kathleen, during the working session on the maintenance department staffing position, we talked about maybe putting that notification on our Facebook page, but also the application out on our website as well. And then Harold said usually that transitions to Indeed. I don't know how that happens, but...
I think Indeed just picks it up, but I'll look at it.
I forwarded the sanitary sewer extension information shared in the report to the community center. They're very interested in that process. I know that there's going to be some costs associated with that. And this board may want to consider the connection as the expense we do next year for the community center. It's our building.
We're really fortunate because they're running a connector or a stub down Lokes Road.
You're right.
So that ends right where our septic tank and leach field are for that building. So hopefully it won't be a huge
expense,
but there will be an expense, yes.
Right.
They had gotten a couple basic bids and it didn't seem out of line.
Right.
I don't know if Jennifer mentioned any of that to you.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm sure it'll be taking over soon. So TARDA was also a request.
One second.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, going back. Just for the community and for updates, Harold, why don't you tell us when the sewer line is projected to start and hopefully then the roundabouts too, so everybody's going to be aware of how congested Monclova Road is going to be.
Well, the sanitary engineer's office expects to put the sewer project out for bid by the end of the year. The OPWC grant that they received for part of the funding cannot be used until July, so construction can't begin before July. At this point in time, they plan to start right away in July. As far as the roundabouts, they're still currently, we just submitted the OPWC application for the roundabout that we're participating in, the one at Waterville, Monclova, and Monclova. That OPWC application was just sent in. I believe that the roundabouts are currently scheduled for 2026. Chuck seemed to feel it was 2025, and that may be. I will verify.
So since we're talking about roundabouts, too, the update for the County Holloway Road roundabout that Barbara wants the...
Welcome to Monclova.
Welcome to Monclova sign put into the middle of it. Any updates on the Holloway Salisbury?
That is scheduled next year.
2024?
Yes. I do not know when.
And you're also working with the sanitary engineer to improve the flow of new pipes with road work?
Yes.
As needed.
As needed.
Okay.
Thank you.
That takes me to TARDA. I asked for an update on TARDA. And you said the following information is relevant. So we're starting, instead of what they used to be called, call a ride, we're getting flex rides, which I would assume would be a small sort of...
It's a van, like a small van.
A bus-type product, right? Well, I saw a real bus, completely empty, driving down Salisbury Road. So I that's why I asked for the TARDA update.
Mm-hmm.
We now have buses in Monclova Township. Are they stopping? Where are they stopping? And what are they doing?
I do not know. I'll have to look into that.
I think we should include this flex information in our next newsletter. If we didn't include it in this one, I think you can't include it enough. Because it's a wonderful service for people who find themselves needing a ride somewhere without, you know, assistance from their family. Great. Just I'm curious about what we can expect next. Are they dropping people off at Service Spring? What are they doing?
Do not know.
We'll look for it next time then.
You saw a full-size bus on Salisbury Road.
In Monclova Township.
In Monclova, okay.
I see them all the time at the Kroger's.
Yeah, they're now going to Springfield Township, right? I would love to know the Springfield Township schedule, too. That would be great, because I actually live closer to the Kroger than I might live to what would be a St. Luke's-ish location, right? That's at the far end of... Or a Fallen Timbers Mall. That's not really us either, but... So I wouldn't mind knowing what they're doing.
Sure.
And they, when they came and introduced this idea to us, they told us they would let us know prior to anything happening. And I maybe this meeting was them letting us know prior to anything happening. There was a meeting at like 7:30 in the morning recently.
No, it's coming November 15th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I
think there was another
I
one,
will be going to that.
All right. Any other questions for Harold?
No.
All right. That includes the our regular agenda. Are there any questions or comments from any of our audience members tonight regarding any agenda items? All right. With that, then, I will make a motion to adjourn general session and enter into executive session to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, and then also do this discuss a pending litigation.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. Thank you all.
Yes.
All right, at this time, we have no action items coming out of executive session, but Kathleen, we will have a special meeting and executive session on November 2nd, Thursday at 5 p.m. If you'll make the public notice for that, and I'll make a notice to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. And Kathleen, Harold said that you're in charge next week when he's gone.
Finally.
You got to close the offices.
Due to weather.
Kathleen's like, I'm in charge.
Due to weather.
I'm
sorry.
Barbara, I replied to your... it's section C.
But I will.
Okay, good. Trick or treat.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually always on the 31st.
What's that?
Trick or treating in the house. It's always the 31st.
There was that one time we changed it.
I remember that.
Never again.
Yes.
I cried, Matt. I cried.
Got rid of the porta potty there, Harold. Huh? Finally.
Yeah.
I really wish I had a 5-minute drive home.
I don't have to go to the gas station, so it's kind of...
Oh.
I have about a half hour.
Approximately.
Half hour? How much you get?
Not quite, but close to that.
Thank you, sir.
Or pastry.
Well, Scott, it's better
than it used to be, isn't it? With the better, you know.
Thank you, man. I don't know.